Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
It's actually a very special episode of Wind Down with Jana Kramer. I'm Mark Molnitsky, and I'm a producer on the show. And as you've probably heard by now, Jana and Mike are now the proud parents of a son named Jace. They are a family of four. You probably saw it in Us Weekly, but it happened. But you were not there. But over the next hour or so, you're going to feel like you were there. The way it worked is Mike and Jana had their phones and they did voice memos on their phones and then sent them all to Easton, another producer. If you're not familiar with Easton, Easton assembled them all into what you're about to hear. Jace was born at 7:53 a.m., 7 pounds, 12 ounces, on November 29th. So let's start at the beginning. This first clip you're going to hear is actually November 28th. This is the night before. It's the evening of November 28th. Jana and Mike are at home. Jolie's gone to sleep, and they're discussing the week ahead.
Okay, so it is
10:01
on the dot, November 28th. We are sitting in the living room drinking hot chocolate, and I'm...
You're wide awake.
I'm wide awake. I am, like, nervous. How do you say that? Nervously? Like, I'm, like, so nervous I didn't even can't think, but, like, I'm, like, popping. I just ate, like, half a bag of marshmallows.
Did you?
Yes.
Because meanwhile, I'm like, I'm tired.
I know. I was like, Mike's like, I'm so tired. And I'm like, how are you tired?
Because we haven't slept all week.
What do you... Well, yeah, but here's the thing. You haven't slept all week, so that's what I don't understand, because I'm the one that's, like, pregnant and, you know, baby's, like, kicking
me. That's right, because only you guys are affected during this. Oh, that's, okay, that sounds about
really?
Right. Oh, yeah, only the women
are
affected.
How are you not, why are you not sleeping this week? You're not sleeping because you played, like, your football iPad game too late.
I was playing it because I couldn't sleep.
Why haven't you been able to sleep this week, honey?
Well, you've gotten up a lot to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, like, I've been peeing about, like, three to four times a night.
An hour?
I'm sorry. It's like, you try and have a baby's head right at your bladder.
Yeah. So, between that and then just, yeah, my mind, you know, wandering about having a second child and all that. So, I mean, it's natural, I'm sure.
Tell the thought that we had the other day. Like, kind of what we're doing right now. Like, we're having hot chocolate. It's Jolie's in bed. The house is quiet.
Yeah, this was your thought.
Oh, yeah, my thought. But...
So I'll give you credit for this, where we're sitting on the couch. It was like, you know, just after 8, after we put Jolie down. And Jana looks at me. We're about to watch a show or a movie with our hot chocolate. And Jana looks at me and says, you realize we're like 2 weeks out. Realize in like 2 weeks, like, this, what's happening right now, isn't gonna happen.
And we're long.
And the look on both of our faces was like, we just saw a ghost. Like, we're terrified. We're like, wait, what? Because, you know, as parents, and all you parents out there, you value the time with your kids and you love your kids and blah, blah, blah. But when you put those little monsters down for the night, you cherish that time you have together or for yourself or whatever it may be that day. So for us, we always cherished our time once Jolie went down to unwind and, you know, connect and just do whatever we wanted. So now
knowing tonight, this is our last night. And Mike's like, oh, I'm so tired. I'm like, I'm wide the heck awake.
I'm so tired.
Oh my God. I mean, I'm going to be up all night. I'm not going to sleep a wink because we're having a baby tomorrow. Like, we're walking in.
You want to sleep on the couch?
Oh my God, Michael! That's so mean.
This way I'm well rested for tomorrow, my big day tomorrow.
Your big day.
So I can support you in all your anxiety.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Anyways, I'm freaking out. I'm nervous because tomorrow's a really big day. But it's cool. Michael's just calm as a whatever.
Cucumber.
It's cool as a cucumber.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm just trying to be your rock, honey.
No, you just are trying to go to bed is what you want to do right now. But I don't know. I mean, just like, what time do we have to wake up at? Like, what time are we setting the alarm for?
Early.
Well, we have to be at the hospital, what, 5 a.m.? 5:15 in the morning. Oh my God. And I'm also freaking out because I can't eat or drink anything past 11. So that's why I'm like downing like this hot chocolate and water. And
so I'll probably, be peeing all night. I'll probably wake up at 4:15 so I can eat. Because I don't. Well, I don't want to eat in front of you. So that's what I'm saying. You wake up at 4:30. I wake up at 4:15. I'll eat.
What time do we have to leave at though?
It'll take us 20 minutes to get there.
Okay. So.
That time of day? Yeah. It'll take us no time.
Okay. All right. Well. So if you're, and then, can I just say one more thing too? So we took Jolie to my gym tonight. And like today is Jolie's last day of being an only child.
That almost made us cry.
Yeah.
And I was actually talking about that with some peers tonight. And my little men's group was about that. It was, you know, tonight's the last night with Jolie being, because she's so special to us.
I know.
That we don't want her to feel betrayed or feel, less than in any way. I know we're super conscious of it and we're going to be super conscious about it moving forward. But, you know, we've read all the little tips and tricks and we've asked people who have multiple kids, but she's just so special.
I know. And how is our hearts going to expand that much more?
I have no idea.
Because I'm like, the way that I love Jolie, I mean, I love you, but like the way that I love Jolie.
I believe that people really don't know the meaning of unconditional love until they have a child. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, it's just, I love you too, but the way, it's okay for you, okay. But no, I agree. It's the way you love your child.
Yeah, it's insane.
Like, you do anything.
Would you not do anything for me?
I would, but I'm just saying.
But
you started this topic. Don't try to twist this around.
No, but I was like joking though. With what I love you, but I love Jolie more. Like, you know what I mean?
I never said I love you more. I mean, I never said I love her more. All I'm saying is, I don't think, I really believe this. I don't think people really understand true unconditional love.
Oh, that's right, because I'm not your soulmate. I remember that. Go back to episode whatever.
Where no, Mike says it. But think about it, right? All right, think about... This has turned into a whole thing. Think about... All right, yes, mistakes I've made or mistakes that people have made in their relationships, in marriages, right? Where, yes, maybe deep, 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 deep down, you still love me, but it took a while for me to prove that it's worth loving me again. If Jolie did something wrong, short of killing somebody, like, we would love her no matter what. No matter what.
Yeah.
We wouldn't falter and question whether we loved her or not. You questioned whether you loved me.
Yeah.
Unconditional love is loving no matter what.
Yeah.
So, I really believe that until you have a child, you don't know what that really, people don't know what that really is like.
Yeah.
So.
I can hear you on that one. Yeah. All right. Well, I hope you enjoy your sleep tonight, Michael.
Thanks, honey.
and you want me
to make up the couch for you?
It's so mean.
All right. So we love our Amazon Fire TV because it brings all the live and streaming content you love to the biggest screen in your house. You can watch everything you love with access to Netflix, Prime Video, Hulu, and so much more. And I think Jan and I have a show of some sort that we watch across all of those.
Yeah, we need to start watching that Julia Roberts one on Prime.
Yeah, we do. So to be able to sit there on our couch, not have to change out any devices, not have to log into anything different, we just use our Amazon Fire TV and we can use it just like Alexa, where we just simply say, Alexa, open YouTube. Alexa, open Hulu. So everything from makeup tutorials, which Jana wants me to learn for some reason, to mesmerizing cake icing videos to the new drama that's all the buzz. Whatever you're into, it's on Fire TV. And if that wasn't enough, you can listen to this podcast and music with the iHeartRadio app on Fire TV. Head to www.amazon.com/winddown. Again, that's amazon.com/winddown to order a Fire TV of your very own. And they make a great gift for your family and friends this holiday season.
All right. With two babies, I am taking in as much sleep as I can right now, and there's no better way to do that than Brooklinen sheets. You guys, Brooklinen sheets named the winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. And let me tell you, sleep is so needed right now. And it's fantastic. They're so comfy. They like to say they're luxury without the luxury price. So I told Mike the first thing we were ordering for our new house in Nashville is the Brooklinen sheets for the entire house. So I want it in all the guest bedrooms and the kids' bedrooms. And again, for the holiday seasons, there's towels, there's robes, there's candles, there's sleep masks, and so much more. They make great gifts for the season. Brooklinen is giving an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Jana at brooklinen.com. And they're so confident in their sheets, comforters, and towels that they come with a lifetime warranty. So the only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Jana at brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen, BROOKLINEN.com, promo code Jana. These really, truly are the best sheets ever.
Let's cut now to just a few hours later, early on the morning of November 29th. Waking up on the big day, and some of this is at their home and some of this is in their car on the way to the hospital.
Do you sleep at all?
What?
Have you been on your phone?
Good morning, honey.
You've been on your phone this whole time?
Huh? No, I slept like, I don't know, maybe an hour or two. Good morning. Did you sleep?
Yeah.
Ready to have a baby? Wake up. It's time to wake up. It's 4:15. I've just been staring at my phone for the past couple hours. Mm-hmm. Want me to catch you up? Well. Okay, we're in the car. It's pouring right now in LA.
Yeah, what is going on here?
It never rains in LA. Is this a bad sign?
Oh my god, no, it's not a bad sign. It's not a bad sign at all.
Okay, so real talk, how'd you sleep?
I actually slept okay.
You did?
Yeah. Fell asleep decently quick. How about you?
I just love how you were like so ready to go to bed last night and I was on my phone, and then this morning when you woke up, you're like, have you not gone to sleep at all? Because my phone light was still on.
You were like in the same position with your phone on.
I know.
But I'm glad you did, because you need rest.
Yeah, I slept a couple hours, maybe like two hours. I slept 2 hours. I can't believe it's pouring right now in LA. All right, well, to the hospital we go.
Here we go, on our way. Nobody on the road.
Isn't this weird though? It's like we're just going in to have a baby. This is so weird this time.
It is kind of weird. Even though we had it scheduled the first time, it's...
My water broke.
Yeah, it was still like that whole kind of...
Oh my God, hurry up, get to the...
Yeah, natural thing. But I will say, if we're going to have a scheduled C-section anywhere, to do it in Los Angeles is the best, because if your water broke at the wrong time,
yeah,
and we had to get over the hill,
oh my gosh,
9 in the morning,
ooh,
it took us,
yeah,
45 minutes to an hour to get there.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
And you're screaming at me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, this just, I don't know, it just feels weird. I'm like, oh, it's just another day waking up, but we're going to go have a baby.
Yeah, no big deal.
I'm starting to get a little nervous, but...
You're going to be okay, honey.
Thanks, babe.
I'm here for you.
Oh, yeah.
If you have any anxiety at all, you can talk to me.
Okay.
I will talk you through it patiently.
Thanks, babe.
And support you.
Thanks.
It's going to be okay.
All right. Well, let's let you concentrate on driving.
Okay.
Yeah. You've probably heard of the hospital Cedars Sinai in Los Angeles. It is the hospital of the stars. And Gianna and Mike arrived there to give birth to Jace. We are now at the hospital.
Okay, I'm hooked up to the monitors, about to get my IV.
Waiting in pre-op.
It's 5:54. Filled all the paperwork. I feel really nauseous because I haven't eaten anything or drank since last night, so I'm feeling a little nauseous. Mike's been on his phone.
I'm feeling like I need a coffee.
Yeah, Mike's like, I need a coffee. I'm like, if you say one more thing about food or a drink, I'm going to stab you.
I'm going to head down to the cafeteria, babe. Just,
oh, no.
I page me.
All right, I'm about to get my IV.
So, Rosie the nurse just left the room. Next time she comes back, she will be taking us back to surgery.
Oh my God, my heart is like pounding.
More importantly, Dad got his coffee. So I'm feeling great.
And I just had to drink this like sour thing to neutralize acid in my stomach. That was nasty.
I don't want you to feel alone. You had to drink something.
I'm getting so nervous.
Are you?
Yeah.
We're going to be holding our son in like an hour.
Oh my gosh.
Holding him. Crying. His little wiener.
My eyes are welling up. I just am like, ugh. My goodness. I don't even know. I'm so, like, the epidurals thing is about to freak me out right now. But it's going to be good.
I'm here for you.
Thanks, babe.
Whatever you need.
Okay, you need to get dressed.
I have, like, 10 minutes.
Okay.
Is it just the epidural or anything else?
Just that feeling of not being able to feel is going to freak me out, but...
What's going to help you?
Just stay calm, baby.
Stay calm.
Help me out. Help me breathe. Look, let me look you in your pretty eyes.
I got pretty eyes?
You have something in your tooth.
Yeah.
I know, it's just your space.
I love you.
He's moving around. Do you guys hear that in my belly? And there's his heartbeat. Oh, and he just moved. All the swishing is him moving, and then the heartbeat. I love you, babe.
Love you, too. All right. Jay just came in.
Dr. Jay.
And we're about to go back.
I'm crying.
I'm excited. You're crying?
Yeah.
Is it excitement?
I'm like excited, I'm scared, I'm like all of the above. I just have a lot of emotions right now.
Well.
Oh.
Here soon, we're gonna be holding our little boy.
I just hope he's healthy.
I know. He's gonna be.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm right here with you.
Okay.
Jay's gonna take care of you.
Okay.
He's the best.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Sorry, I started crying.
Oh, okay.
Christmas came early at our house once again. The Fat Fit Fun winner box is finally here, honey.
Are you so jealous?
Yeah, I'm jealous. Where's my box?
You get your man, great.
This winner box had Moroccan Gold Series treatment mask, Pure Cosmetics, Be Your Own Selfie eyeshadow palette, and Halston Rose gold jewelry portfolio. That all, to me, seemed like a different language. Like, I felt like I was speaking a different language reading those words.
It's because you don't use any of that stuff, but Mama does. FatFitFun is a seasonal subscription box delivered 4 times a year with the full-size fashion, beauty, home, fitness, wellness products for just $49.99 a box. So there's full-size products, there's no samples, and the values honestly are crazy because sometimes the values can be up to $336 and you're only getting it for $49.99. And it's really great too for discovering new brands. For example, a lot of these face skin lotions are just so great and I'm really, you know, discovering new brands. So it's awesome. And again, a great gift to give away to for the mom or the mother-in-law in your life. They'll really love it. So sign up for a FabFitFun today. Use my code Jana to get $10 off your first box. Go to fabfitfun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code Jana to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. fabfitfun.com. Use promo code Jana.
You know, it'd be another great holiday gift this year, like kind of off the wall.
Yeah.
Would be a legacy box.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Right? Especially for like parents and stuff.
Yes. Oh my gosh. For your mom.
I know. That'd actually be a really good idea.
I know. It would.
Look at that. Look at us.
Light bulb.
Just a reminder, Legacy Box is the perfect place to take all of your home videos, photos, and tapes and get them digitized onto a thumb drive.
digital download or DVD.
You know what's great too? Sorry to cut you off, babe, but we had a friend that was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to like spend like the next 2 weeks scanning all these, you know, photos." And I was like, "No, legacy box." And we saved her over $400 because she got the big box,
it's
pretty expensive. But we, you know, our listeners get 40% off, and yeah, she saved $400.
That's fantastic.
You
even get to personalize. You get personalized updates, so you can rest knowing your old footage is being taken care of safely.
Another cool thing too is I'm going to transfer everything for Jolie from my phone, iPhone, and video camera into files so that when she's older, I can give her a box of all her memories for her and the family.
Which is great for, you know, people in our generation who are just now having kids, where we can stay ahead of the game and not be like our parents where we have to do it all at once.
I know. It's so great. So for a limited time offer, go to legacybox.com/Jana to get 40% off your first order or save up to $200 on the largest legacy box kit. Go to legacybox.com/Jana and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past.
I don't know if you have kids, but it's an incredible moment when they're about to become a reality. Like, they're a reality when they're in the womb, but it's not quite until that moment when you hold them that the reality of the situation dawns on you, and that is what they're experiencing now. That moment, that last moment of their lives before they were parents to their son, Jace. This is Mike, outside the OR, unable to go in with Jana.
Honey, I'm sitting outside the operating room. You just went in there. You're about to get prepped for surgery. Before we have little Jace. And I couldn't be more proud of you. Couldn't tell you in any better way how much I love you. And how happy I am, how grateful I am that we have worked so hard to get to this point. It has been the hardest of roads, but this is going to be so worth it. And there is no one else in this world that would possibly want to be in this position with other than you. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for not giving up on us. And thank you for being willing to expand our family and create these dreams and allow them to come true. I'm so happy. I love you so incredibly much. I will continue to love you and our children for as long as we live. And I will never leave you guys. And I will always be here for you. I love you so much. And I'll see you soon. I can hear Jana in the room right now. She's having a tough time. She doesn't like the feeling, or lack thereof, I think, of the spinal and epidural. So I'm feeling kind of helpless right now because I want to go in there and calm her down and kind of be there for her, but I'm not allowed to go in yet, so I'm just kind of pacing outside the door, but I'm feeling kind of helpless right now. It's not a great feeling because I know how she is when she feels that way, and that sucks. And I really feel bad that she has to feel that way. So, honey, from outside the room, I love you. You're doing great. You got this. And I promise you, you're going to be okay. Hopefully, I can get in there soon to see you. I love you.
Now, Mike wasn't able to go into the OR, and that's frustrating for him. But you can, because Jana brings her phone with her. And you'll hear everything. This is very real. Jana about to give birth.
Smooch before we go in.
Okay. So I'll see him in how many minutes?
Like 15, 20 minutes. We're just going to get you set up.
Okay.
It's going to be a little cold in here.
Okay. Oh, wow. It's like a real surgical room. Wow. Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
So we'll come around this side.
Okay.
And then you're going to set up here and then with your back facing the doctor. I'll take
Oh, we're doing this like right now? Like the epidural?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm so nervous.
Spinal, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. I'll take your phone. Go ahead and turn your back to me when you stand on that stool. I'm just going to open up your gown.
Okay.
So that way your back's exposed. And then underneath your bottom, right? You scoot back towards us, almost all the way to the edge of the bed. I'll get you some perfect. And then you can lower these monitoring belts underneath your bottom.
I'll take this finger over here.
Breathing normally though.
All done.
What?
You can look up. I'll take your pillow. That was a hard question. Can you lie up? It's a narrow bed. The pillow's left.
And
then
you
keep
your hips to the right once you lift it up.
Come toward me. Yeah,
and then lay on
the
back.
Lay on your back, there's nothing there. Have yourself in the bed there.
Oh my goodness. And then we're going to take your left arm. Okay, put it out here. Okay. And the belt's going to tilt for yourself. You know,
I feel like
I'm
right here.
Okay, right there.
Is it normal to feel like dizzy right now?
Yeah.
Jay, are we gonna be okay?
You might have to wash this hand.
You're gonna do great.
Yep.
Are you guys okay with the
love him. Maybe. Oh, so great. I'm just gonna put like massagers on your legs, okay? Is this normal for me to like, are other people like this freaked out or just me?
They're usually worse.
Really?
Yeah.
Or are you just gonna try and make me feel better?
No, yeah. You're still on the table. You haven't punched or kicked anyone either. And your eyes are still open.
Okay, this is farther than I got with my legs.
Do you want some music?
My husband has some on his phone.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to grab it from him?
Did you take someone out last time?
I can't even think about it. I'm sorry. I told my husband that I was crashing last time, and so then I think they put me under.
No.
So I'm gonna bend your legs and put the catheter in. You shouldn't feel it, okay?
Okay.
A little burning in your
ears. I'm on you. Okay. You're all the drink in it?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Maybe knows it's coming and makes a shake.
Ooh. You're doing great, okay?
You still busy?
I don't know what the fuck I am right now.
Got it.
I feel like I'm gonna puke.
Really?
Okay. Okay, they'll get you something
to try
on this side.
Oh,
guys, I don't like this at all.
I'm giving you some medicine for antibiotics and then some that to help make sure you don't get nauseous, so you may feel like a burning in your eye.
Can my husband come in?
Just a couple minutes, okay? Pretty soon, okay?
I don't like this.
I'm gonna meet Jake pretty soon.
What if I throw up on the table?
It happens then. Who would be the first?
Try to avoid it. Try to avoid
it. No, I don't like it. I feel like I'm gonna throw up.
You're doing great. Just slow, deep breaths. Really slow, deep breaths.
I gave her.
Okay.
It's not a pressure issue.
Sorry. That's okay. Why am I puking?
Just a mixture of a lot of things, nerves, and some of the medicine can make you nauseous. Pregnancy. Normal though, okay?
You're okay.
All right, guys.
Everything's going fine up here.
I'm so sorry.
Here, you're okay.
Water.
Sorry, no, she's three.
Oh, that's still a baby.
That's still a
Puppy. 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 Returning. Golden, right? Did your boy have a name yet? Jace.
All right, same thing, okay? Mm-hmm. Sharp here, you know when it feels the same.
Sharp.
Sharp. Then over here.
Okay, we come back. All right.
Feel better? Feel better?
I just don't like being able to move.
Yeah.
Will it get worse?
The numbness?
Yeah.
Slightly. You had this before?
No. Maybe she might have had tea. The high? Am I getting more hives?
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong? Oh no, guys.
Don't worry.
You're okay.
You're okay.
You're okay.
You're okay.
If I can't move my legs, I'm freaking out.
You're not supposed to move
your
legs.
You're not supposed to. You don't want to move
them. Wait, but if I'm having hives. I'm
okay. You're fine.
Wait, I can't. Yeah. Please, please, please,
okay.
Please. Can you take it away?
You're okay.
Take what away?
Okay.
I can't want to move
don't
my legs, Jay.
Well, you don't want to move your legs up because you don't want to feel anything.
No, Jay, please.
Well,
I don't like it.
Do me a favor. Wiggle your toes.
I can't. Hey!
You're okay.
You're wiggling right now. I promise you.
Okay. Jay, I don't like it. Please. I don't like
there's,
it.
There's no more, okay? There's no more ice cream at all. Can you do this time?
Jay!
Right here. Right here. Right here.
Jay. I don't like it. Please. Can we take it away?
If we take it away, we're going to do it.
I can't do it. Jay, I can't do it, babe.
Do you have something that you can... You've got to wait for the music to
help me. It's going to help me.
It's just a weird feeling.
Jay, I don't like it.
It's weird.
Okay, we're
going to
clean your tummy.
She's going to touch your belly.
Okay, try not to move your arms.
You'll feel the pressure.
Okay. But
you shouldn't get anything.
Take some deep breaths. In and out. Okay, good. Perfect. Jay, I don't like it.
I know you don't.
Can we stop?
But if we stop, what are we going to do? Because we're here to have this kiddo. Right? We're going to give you something to make you feel a little bit less anxious. This weird feeling is going to get a little bit less weird. We're going to get used to it. Slow deep breath.
You're doing so great. Am I the only one
that freaked out? No. Absolutely not. You're the only one that's freaked out this morning. You're the only one this morning. What about, if we give you something to make you a little bit more sleepy, it'll be good for you and your anxiety, but you'll be a little less present.
That's fine.
Right. Feeling better?
No.
You sound better.
No, I don't. Oh my God.
Slow deep breathing.
Knock me out.
Slow deep breathing.
Just knock me out.
It's gonna be over really soon, okay?
Just knock me out. I don't like it.
And then we're gonna be in the recovery room.
I don't like it. 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 I can't.
I know.
Okay. I can't. Can you knock me out?
Yeah, we're knocking you out.
I can't! Jay!
Slow deep breaths.
Jay, I can't! Jay, please!
Keep breathing.
I can't!
Deep breaths, okay?
Jay, please, someone please.
We're right here.
Stop!
Right here.
Yeah.
Stop.
Jay,
here.
I can't!
Try not to twist, okay?
I'm just gonna have to reach up, it's okay.
Jay, please.
The medicine's already kicking in. The medicine's kicking in, you're going to feel super sleepy.
Jay.
Yeah. You feel it kicking in right now.
No,
think of some,
feel positive thoughts.
Think of positive thoughts because you're going to doze off and you're going to drift off. I want you to be thinking of positive things. You're already starting to relax. I can feel your muscles starting to loosen up.
I don't like it.
I know, but shh.
Jay!
Okay. A lot of deep breaths. You're doing great.
Alright.
You're doing great.
Jay, I can't feel my legs.
You're wiggling your toes.
We want. Kids will have to be here. Feel better? Okay. I'm gonna replace this here.
Jana got her wish. They knocked her out. So we now go back to Mike outside the OR, having been told that the doctors have put Jana under.
All right, honey, so Jay just came out and talked to me, and you were having a tough time, so they had to knock you out. So I will record during the surgery, and I will talk through it, and hopefully, Jace will cry for us, and we'll be able to hear him on here. And so I'm sorry that you had to feel that way and that they had to put you under, but I'm still here for you, and I love you so much, and I'm so proud of you. You're a rock star. You're the strongest woman in the world, and you're amazing. So don't ever forget that. You're doing a great job today, and you're going to be the best mom to our little boy just as much as you've been to Jolie. So I love you, and I will be in the room soon.
All right, let's take a break because you're about to hear Jana Kramer give birth to her son, Jace. It all goes down next.
So if you want your home to be amazing with GMO foods, natural products, and Thrive Market is the place for you. It's healthy, living, easy, and affordable for everyone. And the greatest thing, too, is it's 25 to 50% off below traditional retail prices. Again, I love it because there's so many things. Like Jolie, we order her Annie's mac and cheese on there.
Her favorite.
Her face. Tim Meyer's cleaning supplies. I love their hand soap and their surface cleaners for the counters. And the non-hypoallergenic lotion for Jolie because she's got really bad eczema. So, again, it's just really nice. All the all packaging boxes and inserts are made from recycled paper and are recyclable. So it's 100% 0% waste.
And just keep in mind, too, during the holiday season, you know, times might get tough financially. Everyone's, you know, being generous and giving back and stuff like that. So keep in mind that Thrive Market's prices are already up to 50% off. And now they're going to give you an extra 25% off your first order plus free 30-day trial.
How? Yeah.
Head to thrivemarket.com. That's thrivemarket.com/Jana and 25% of your first order and free 30-day trial. You just wanted me to spell again, didn't you?
I did. Okay, I love this because there's so many times when I've wanted to write down, like, you know how Jolie says those things that were like, oh my gosh, I never want to forget the silly thing that she does.
Yeah.
And there's this thing called StoryWorth. So it's a year of weekly story. StoryWorth is a year of weekly story prompts for one storyteller. So they'll send you weekly questions that you can fill out, upload photos, and capture that moment all over again by creating it into a perfect storybook. I think that's so cute. It's so easy to do. You can upload photos by email, the web, or use their app. I just feel like it's such like a great sentimental gift for Christmas, too, because they print all your questions and story onto a hardbook cover up to 480 pages. So I don't know. I just think that'd be something so cute, like to do for the kids or, honey, if you want to do something for me, like, you know, who's the most important person in your life,
Jolie.
Or, you know,
natural reaction.
Where did you get proposed to? How'd you meet your partner? Like, I don't know. I just think that's a really cute way to be able to tell the story, like our story to the kids one day.
That is fantastic.
I think that's cute. I know. So you guys check out StoryWorth because I think that's such a cute idea. So Michael, get creative with our story.
All right, here we go. It's time for Jafe to come into the world. We start this with Jana being awakened by the doctor. The epidural has taken effect.
Daryl, you doing all right? Okay. All right, Jana, you can hear my voice, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm pinching your belly. You don't feel anything, that's good. Can I do a timeout?
Yeah.
All right, tell me your first and last name.
Mama Clausen.
What's my name? You were just screaming it.
Yeah.
That's good enough. Do you have any allergies to any medicine?
No.
And what are we doing today, a C-section?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. This is a repeat C-section of 39 weeks and change, or maybe just 39 weeks even.
39.
She had a spinal, but then she got some more juice. And the sterility has been checked. The fire risk is low. Peas is here because I'm just going to make sure baby perks up right away. Does anyone have any questions?
No,
I'm green. May I proceed?
Yes.
Fantastic.
You can have that. You can have that. It
looks like I'm not going to be able to get to it.
I have a job for you.
Yes, ma'am.
And how do you verify that these numbers are the same?
986. Yes, ma'am.
986.
986. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then verify the name.
Shannon, very close. Yep.
Yep. So two are gonna, or one's gonna go to you, one's gonna go mom, and two are gonna go on baby. So don't take it off until you're discharged. Okay.
You got it.
Can I bring
it
to the table a little bit, please?
Yep. Let me know when.
Raise the table.
That's good.
Just don't tighten it. What? That?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Higher. I'm so used to operating like a load.
How are you feeling, Jay?
I'm feeling pretty loose.
Yeah, that's good.
Who are we listening to?
This is Kina Granis. So, yeah, whoever that is.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Right. Did you look last time? Did you speak over the table?
Oh, yeah. I'm good.
I'm going to have you look at this kid who's coming out.
Absolutely.
You got to get it. Get some good footage.
I understand.
How's the
doing amazing.
Yeah, coming along.
It's good. All that's left are just cosmetic little touches.
You guys have a treehouse? Not only do they have a treehouse, he built a treehouse.
Oh wow.
That sounds fun.
It is fun.
He did it because he said he's doing it for his daughter, but the truth is that she kicks him out every once in a while. He needs a place to sleep.
That's why I made it so big.
Exactly.
Doing all right, baby?
Yeah. Things are going really well. Very smoothly.
Super smooth.
Yeah, zero fat. Zero
fat. All baby.
All baby. Yeah, baby. Tracy Chapman.
Nailed it.
Living the fast car.
Yeah.
Good night. You're doing great, baby.
Hey, what are you doing right now?
What?
Yeah.
Start cutting it.
Yeah, he's already in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's already cut.
I don't have to feel
like
I've been
able
to feel my legs.
It's tough, huh? You're
doing great, baby.
How much longer? Not much longer at all. Once the baby comes out, then you're going to start to feel a lot better.
How much longer is the baby's out?
2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Two. Maybe even less. You know, we're taking our time because you've got some scar tissue from Jolie. Not a lot.
Good job, You excited about wine? Yeah.
About wine? Yes.
Yes.
Number one, wine.
He meant W-H-I-N-E.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
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 Doing great.
He thinks it's tattoo.
Tattoo.
You need to work out.
Yeah. Down below, it might have been a little bit.
It always sounds good eventually. It's so hard to see
mm-hmm.
young.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Get up
everything's great.
Yeah, things are going very fast.
I picked the 5 a.m. Not the whole shift I'm just doing for the first 6 hours.
All right. Little tugging right here.
It wasn't when I was on screen when I
was. All right, so there's the uterus right here. See this thing right here?
It's not a knee.
No, I don't know what I'm looking at.
It's a spin, too.
You said spin?
Spin, like, maybe, has she been contracting a little bit, maybe?
Yeah.
Please turn my song off right now.
Is this your song?
Yeah. Yes, turn it off.
Turn it off? I thought you said turn it up.
Turn it up louder?
Off.
Why? Is it that song?
She sang it.
Cool.
She's uber famous.
Cool.
In our world. Okay, clear fluid.
All right.
Is that a water breaking?
Yeah, see that? What's that?
Oh, what's up, little head?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to give you a music single off for a second.
Michael.
Sorry, pressure. So sorry.
Lots of pressure.
You're doing great, baby.
I like it.
It's coming.
Ah.
Yeah, hey, little man.
There you go.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay. He's crying. Here's one shoulder. Here's another shoulder. Hi, gorgeous.
Wow, what's up, handsome?
There we go. Baby is out and it's a boy.
Man, he's got a sack on him.
Is he crying?
He's crying. You got
oh my god.
10 toes, gorgeous feet.
Oh.
His feet are going to kick a football one day. Soccer ball.
Yeah, that's your baby.
Dancing feet.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, man.
I'm just hanging out in your swimming pool, and all of a sudden, these people just.
There. Oh my god.
So cute. Hi, bud.
Oh my god.
You hear that?
That's a little boy.
Despite mommy getting some medicine, he's vigorous.
Oh man.
He looks amazing. He looks amazing.
Minute? Beautiful.
Oh my god.
He's not small either. How big was Julie?
7'1".
Oh, I think he might stop that.
Yeah.
Alright, here we go.
That's my boy. Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, boy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Is it okay if I go CJ's? Huh?
He's not going far.
He's just
away.
Right here to your left. The pediatricians are just drying him off.
All right, moist and dry, please. All right, my friend, now you just chill, okay? We're going to make things all back to normal. And then we're going to let you recover.
I'm just
going to
put this actually here. How big is your last one?
7'1".
A little bit heavier.
Yeah.
Sure.
I know, bud.
Is that good?
It wasn't there, but it was like.
7 pounds, 12 ounces.
All right.
3510.
It works.
They're gonna come back. You don't want to feel your
works.
Legs.
How much longer?
Just, I don't know, 30 minutes.
No longer, babe.
Okay, there's one over here too. Okay.
You're not gonna pass out.
What if I do?
Then you pass out and we'll figure it out. You're in the hospital, so it's a perfect.
Die?
No, you won't. But you're not gonna pass out.
Look at his head. I guess it's okay.
I don't understand why I can't just have any more.
Because your heart rate and your blood pressure were going too low. That's why. And that's dangerous. That's more dangerous than you having anxiety about it. Okay?
They're doing what's best for you, sweetheart.
All right.
Keeping you safe. Slow breaths.
Doing great.
Doing amazing.
The shivering is normal. Okay? Do you want to try putting him on the breast? To distract you? Okay. Here. It keeps pumping up because you're moving. Yeah, there you go. Just relax this arm. Relax. I got him. Come here. Let's look at mommy.
Yeah. You're doing great, honey. You're doing amazing.
Does he look like your daughter did? She looks darker than him.
Oh my God, I'm freaking out. Babe, hey, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do.
Hey, well, just listen to us.
You're
just
doing
listen.
Great.
You're doing fantastic.
I feel like I'm gonna pass out.
You're not gonna pass out.
Oh, why? Please.
Sweet, it's
Die if I have more of it.
I don't know. I'm not the doctor.
Keep taking some deep breaths, okay?
You know, it
it's
won't happen.
Just fine.
You won't die if you don't have more.
Right, you're doing just fine.
Doing amazing. Can you look at Jace for me? Just look at him. Just focus on him. Just look at him.
He's so handsome. You guys made a perfect baby.
Do you think he's lighter than Jolie?
Guys.
Do you think he's lighter than Jolie? Look at him. Do you think Jolie had darker skin tone?
So, look, you're already moving your legs. I know you can't feel it, but you're moving them, okay? But when, I know you can't feel it, and they'll slowly come back. But the fact that you're moving them means that they're going to start coming back, okay? So, try not to fixate on it. I know it's hard, but just try to keep breathing. Look at Jace, all right? But you're already, every time you try to move, your legs bent, okay? Good.
Doing great.
How are you? Do you feel nauseous still? Good. He's like trying to find his hands. Did you guys get any pictures of him sucking on his fingers in any of your ultrasounds? No. He's like looking for his hands. He's like,
yes.
Give me something.
Cuddle with him.
You can talk to him. You can sing to him. He knows your voice.
All right, we'll come check on you in a little bit, okay? Thank you, doctor. I appreciate your help.
Doing great.
Doing amazing.
Good.
You're doing fantastic.
The shivering is normal. That'll go away too. Okay.
It's like natural rock energy. It's perfect.
Talk to him. He's like, mommy, what happened? You're not going to believe what just happened. Alright, Michael, I'm going to have you hold just because so I can transfer it.
Peter. That's it.
Give me a little tongue. It's okay, darling. You want to try a little booby?
Yeah, you want some of that good stuff?
You want some boobies?
You want to try putting them on the breast?
Sure.
Okay.
All right, honey, we're still in the OR. Little Jace is in our arms.
My baby.
How you feeling?
I still feel like I want to feel my life. he's so perfect.
He's perfect. Kisses. Oh, look at that little tongue.
Welcome to the world, Chase Joseph Cosman.
Chase Joseph.
Okay, drama queen.
Oh, I know. I don't like that feeling.
I know. We're all done.
We're done?
We're all done, yeah. He's just putting little bandages on you. You'll be here for like another 10 minutes or so.
Okay.
And you'll move to the recovery room for an hour or two.
Okay.
Then you'll go to your own room.
When will I start to feel my legs again?
Probably within the next hour. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Okay.
I'll probably do the circumcision tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to go do one right now just so I can practice.
All right, that sounds good.
I love you, Jay. All right,
thanks, Jay.
Thank you, everybody.
Jace Joseph was born at 7:53 a.m. on November 29th, 2018, 7 pounds, 12 ounces. Easton, the producer I mentioned before, caught up with Jana and Mike after the birth.
So paint me a picture where you guys are in the postpartum wing.
Yep.
What are you guys feeling? What are you thinking? What's on your mind?
Baby?
I feel good now that I can feel my legs. I feel really silly that I was so crazy with not being able to feel. But now that I can feel my legs, I've got my beautiful baby boy in my arms right now. I mean, I'm as happy as I can be. And it's such a crazy feeling. Like, I love him so much. Like, how it's like my heart just grew so much.
Just like that. Yeah.
I didn't think that was possible. But he's perfect. I'm like so obsessed with him.
Yeah.
I'm feeling sore. My medicine's wearing off a little bit, but again, I just keep staring at him and it all goes away.
Yeah. And I've been dancing around the room with him. Just, I can't stop staring at his face. I mean, Jan and I were just talking about it. He might be a cuter baby than Jolie was.
Don't make me laugh. It hurts.
So he literally is so beautiful. He's so perfect. Like Jana said, like our hearts just grew in an instant. As soon as he came out, it's just like, wow, we can love another human being as much as we love Jolie.
Which is so crazy. But he's just, oh my goodness. He's got the cutest little cry and whimper and his soul face. And he's sucking on my tatas right now.
He's getting some booby action.
Yeah. But we're going to be here for a couple days, so I'm just going to take in this time. Jolie's coming to the hospital in a couple hours to meet her little brother.
Yeah. So we're excited about that, but we're told not to have expectations around it on her reaction. So
yeah,
we're going to make sure that she feels really special.
Yeah, that's a really big moment when she first meets her new brother.
Her whole world is changing.
Yeah. I know you guys have talked about it before, but do you have a plan for, I mean, you're just going to bring her into the room? Do you have like a grand unveiling you're going to do?
Yeah, when she comes in the room, we're not going to have Jace in the room. We're going to have the nurse have him in the nursery for a minute. We're going to spend some time with Jolie, let her, kind of sit up in the hospital bed with Jana and kind of just talk to her and bond with her for a little bit. And after about 15, 20 minutes or so, we'll have the nurse bring in, her little brother and go from there. And we have a gift that Jace is going to give Jolie. And we also have a gift that Jolie's going to give Jace.
We're just going to make sure that she feels, important and that she's part of it. And I think I feel like I'm like drugged up right now from all the drugs they gave me.
Yeah, probably.
They gave me a lot of calm the F down drugs during my C-section.
She was having a tough time, but she's doing great now. And
the baby is just Jace Joseph Cossin.
Jace Joseph Cossin.
He weighs 7 pounds.
12 ounces.
12 ounces and 20.
Born at 7:53 a.m.
A.m.
And was 20 and a half inches long.
Yep. Welcome to the world, baby boy. We love you so much.
Well, you guys enjoy these precious moments that you have, and we're so happy to hear about this new addition to your family. And thank you so much for taking us all on this adventure.
Awesome.
Of course, we're an open book, so there's no better way. And we just want to say thank you to everyone who, you know, has been following us and winding down with us. And you know, we just wanted to be even more of an open book and share this beautiful experience with everyone, because we want to take people on a ride and on a journey, and hopefully, you know, this is our next journey. So we're happy to bring everyone along.
Absolutely.
Huge thank you to all of our spots today. We have Brooklyn, and get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Jana at brooklinen.com. Head over to fabfitfun.com and use my code Jana to get $10 off your first box. Thrive Market, get 25% off your first order and free 30-day trial. Go to legacybox.com/Jana to get 40% off your first order, or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Storyworth, check out Storyworth at storyworth.com.
Again, for Amazon Fire TV, big thank you. Head to www.amazon.com/winddown to order a Fire TV of your very own today.
Yay!
So there it is, the birth of Jace Joseph. Jana and Mike will be back next week for another more traditional episode of Wind Down with Jana Kramer. They're first as the parents of two and a family of four. If you'd like to send your emails to Jana, congratulate her. If you have any questions, it's janakramer@iheartmedia.com. And make sure you subscribe to Wind Down with Jana Kramer. Thank you for listening.